I don't know, and don't want to know, what, if anything, Alvarez told the foreign minister about what we had done. But there was no pressure from either the foreign ministry or the interior ministry on me to zealously pursue the people responsible for all those deaths. He paused, then added, which, of course, would have included you and your men. It seemed to be the best solution to the problem. While murder is a terrible crime, no Uruguayans had been murdered. Kennedy and Jadonkov were buried beside Vincenzo and the others in graves marked unknown in the Sacred Heart of Jesus Church Cemetery in Tacuarembó. David Young, through the American Embassy, was repatriating the remains of Lorimer, and it seemed unlikely that the Russians or the Cubans would ask questions about Jadonkov or Vincenzo. And you and I had the little chat in which I suggested you should leave Uruguay and not come back soon. When you agreed to do so, I thought the matter was closed. I was wrong about that, of course. The day before Duffy called me, 2 days before he came here, Alvarez told me our ambassador in Washington had called him to report that Senator Homer Jones. He paused and looked at Castillo to see if he knew who he was talking about, and when Castillo nodded, went on, had asked him what he could tell him, officially or otherwise, about the death of Lorimer, or if he had heard anything about your special forces having conducted an operation in Uruguay. And what did the ambassador tell him? Castillo asked. That Lorimer was involved in the drug trade, and that he had heard nothing about special forces operating secretly in Uruguay. The senator then asked him to discreetly inquire again, and the ambassador agreed to do so. As it happens, the ambassador and I are old friends. Uruguay is a small country, and we have a saying, don't worry if you don't know someone. He'll marry into your family by the end of the week. But the ambassador and I are friends from school, and you will remember it was he who I turned to for help in identifying the 7.62mm National Match cartridge case we found at Shangri-La. So, unofficially, I called him to see what else Senator Johns had had on his mind. He told me that the senator had told him he'd gone to see Ambassador Charles W. Montvale, who, as your Director of National Intelligence, could be presumed to know about such things, and that Montvale had denied any prior knowledge of Lorimer's involvement in the drug trade, and denied any knowledge of a special forces operation in Uruguay. Ordóñez looked more intensely at Castillo. I've always suspected Montvale is the man you answer to, Colonel. Do you? Castillo shook his head. I thought we were agreed to tell one another the truth, Ordóñez said. I don't work for Ambassador Montvale. For whom, then? The Secretary of Defense? Castillo shook his head again. Ah, then the Secretary of State, Ordóñez said, clearly pleased with himself. Of course, I should have thought of that. It explains a great deal. The authority you wielded in your embassy in Buenos Aires, the decision to keep Ambassador McGrory in the dark about your operation. I don't work for Secretary Cohen either, Castillo said. Ordóñez's face showed that not only did he not believe that, but that the denial offended him. Munz caught that and said, he doesn't, Jose. Well, who does he work for? Do you know? Munz was quiet a moment, then laughed. Yes, I do. But if I told you, I'd have to kill you. What did you say? Ordóñez asked incredulously. It's a useful phrase I've learned working for Carlos, Munz said. It's not said seriously. You never know, Jose. You're not going to put it to the test, are you? I may not be Sherlock Holmes, Ordóñez said to Castillo, but after we eliminate Montvale and your secretaries of state and defense, there's not many people left, are there, from whom you could be taking orders? What else did you learn from your old pal, the ambassador? Castillo asked, ignoring the question. Ordóñez looked at him for a long moment, as if deciding whether or not to pursue the question of who gave Castillo his authority and orders. Finally, he said, he said that he had the distinct feeling that Senator Jones would lack nothing more than proof that there had been a secret special forces operation in Uruguay, and that Montvale had lied to him about it. Perhaps he doesn't like Ambassador Montvale. A lot of people don't, Castillo said. I don't like him much myself, but I would hate to see him embarrassed by Senator Johns. And so would I, Ordóñez said, because that would mean the decision Alvarez and I made about everything would come to light. The Cubans, and probably the Russians too, would go to the United Nations to righteously denounce Uruguay. I get the picture, Castillo interrupted, and you're right, of course, for not only permitting the imperialist Yankees to send their infamous special forces to murder innocent Cuban tourists and Czechoslovakian businessmen on Uruguayan soil, but then to shamelessly deny it.